This is Earth and Sky, on what some have described to us as a new tension between science and people.
Part of that tension is that people don't automatically believe the results of science as perhaps they once did. Earth and Sky asked Thomas Bearwald, senior science advisor at the National Science Foundation, about this trend.
I think that the questioning, the challenging of science is a valuable activity. You know, I've always liked to say the classic scientific expression is yes, but, you know, yes, I'll accept your findings, but do they hold in this case? But do they work in that kind of context? There's this constant challenging that takes place within science. And frankly, I'd want others who would be using scientific findings to understand the nature of that kind of discourse.
Bearwald acknowledged that science isn't the only way to generate knowledge.
I think our society is richer when we have people engaging in healthy dialogue from these different perspectives, trying to better understand them.
Bearwald also said the NSF has three proposed priority areas for 2007. First, cyber infrastructure, computers and information technology needed to conduct research.
Second, transformative research, unorthodox work that might yield big leaps forward for science.
And third, the NSF would like to bring more women and minorities into science. For today, that's our show. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.